This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Thurman, you've been around a long period of time, M&T for 40, you haven't been here for 40 years, but you know, just the partnership to see these community organizations come together, what do you think?
Well, you know what, I didn't realize until a couple of days that M&T has been with the Bills for 40 years, and it's been great, you know, it's been a great partnership. That means that, you know, they're in with everything that the Bills do, and I think that's important, especially in a community like this, and you see them doing things all over the place, and I'm just glad that, you know, they see a fit where, you know, the former players that used to play here can be a part of it also, and I think that really helps.
Reminiscing, you guys were doing on stage, I'm sure you've been doing a lot of that. What's it like to be able to look back on some of those memories?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, it's every year is something else, you know, and but like Fred was talking about, the years that he was playing, team was good, but just didn't get over the hump to go to the playoffs. And before we even got here, I was talking to Fred about that, you know, how he laid it on the line every single game, knowing that, you know, they probably weren't going to make the playoffs. And so I just a testament up to, you know, the players that have been around here and the fans that they play for. It's, you've heard the term before, blue collar, and that's what we are when we're out there in that football field. And not only the teams that I play for, Fred's, you know, you go back to the 1960s, all those guys that came through here, Cookie, Kemp, you know, the list goes on and on, and it's all been about the community, and I think that's why you still have a great presence of alumni that still live here in the city.
How much are you looking forward to the celebrations of the old stadium?
I'm looking forward to them because, I mean, it's you know, it's a sad ending, really. I mean, it's been there since 1973. I got here in 88, and, you know, the 10-year run that we went in on or whatever, you know, with Jim and then, you know, Rob Johnson and Doug Flutie and just all the quarterbacks, you know, all the players that came through here. It's a lot of memories for a lot of folks here. I just was talking to T.O. the other day, and I was like, I can't believe you played for the Bills for 1 year, you know, and at that time, I think you had the longest touchdown in Bills history from Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, yeah, we talked about that. So just so many memories that goes into that stadium year in, year out, and sad for it to be closing, but looking for a new beginning.
Thurman, you've been an integral piece for the past of the team on the field, and then you're an integral piece for the present and the future for the team off the field, especially with the new stadium being a part of that and helping out in that process. What can you say about the new stadium and just that progress so far?
Well, I think it's going well. Pete said it's still on time to open up in 2026 of August, and so yeah, I think it's exciting and it's different for everybody. everybody. It's not like the old, it won't be like the old Highmark. It's a new stadium where I think when people and the fans get in there, they're going to be surprised at what they see. Because, you know, hey, look, we want to be in something special because we think we got a special football team. And I think that goes hand in hand, especially when you have an MVP caliber guy like Josh. I mean, he brings people to the football games. And now, you know, people want a little luxury. You know, the NFL owners want a little bit luxurier, more type of NFL stadiums. And that's what we're getting. And I'm glad to see everything is going well.
What can you tell the fans that maybe haven't gotten the chance to, you know, see the photos or exclusive inside access? What can you tell them about how this experience with the new stadium is going to differ from current stadium that's still in place right now?
Well, I think, I mean, number one, I think there's going to be more, it's going to be more bathrooms. There's going to be more bathrooms for this stadium. Yeah, hey, look, it's going to be some new bells and whistles that they've never seen before. And, you know, coming from the old stadium to the new stadium, but that's the way the league is now. And so, hey, I just tell the fans, hey, buy your tickets, or if you don't, whatever, just encourage people just to come to the game. We still gonna have the same good football team for the next 4 or 5 years with Josh Allen being there. So why not enjoy it? Enjoy it all the way until he retires, and especially enjoy, because I do think in the next 2 years we're gonna win a Super Bowl. It could be this year, it could be next year, but I think people underestimate the great job that Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean have done here for this organization. And getting the players in here that fit the culture, that fit the city of Buffalo. And I think that's a big part of it. So, hey, I just want the fans to come in and enjoy. I'm going to enjoy it. I'll be out there. You know, so, you know, just do what you can to support the team.
Thanks, Thurman.
Thanks, Thurman.
All right, you're welcome. Good to see you, bud. Hey, you 50-year-old. You're in the 50 club now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.